Echo. Hey, it's me, your old pal, the horror host. We're back in the shadow again with a triple feature of 2023's Echo of Horror's Halloween specials. I'm just sitting back on my front porch in the humble small town that I totally live in. This is really my lemonade and my comfy rocking chair. Okay, you know, the best thing about small town living is that you can just relax, because time sort of passes by slow, and you can take it easy as pie. And when the bad things happen, well, as time goes on, that's just the past, and the past totally can absolutely never catch up with you. Never catch up with you. Anyway, our first tale is set right here in town, and it's called Nice and Hollow. And it all begins at a bonfire kegger down at the...
I thought I told you...
Want to get out of here?
And go where?
Doesn't have to be too far. We got all these woods.
And all these bugs. And what if we get lost?
Go toward the campfire, toward the music. What? You don't trust me?
No, I do. I know I'd have to save you from some wild... Oh!
Hey, easy. I gotcha. I got... What the fuck?!
Is that a body? It didn't feel like a... It feels like a body, but it feels hollow?
You found how many bodies?
That brings it up to 3.
Are you sure those 2 look like the first one? Great. That's what I was afraid of. Look, I'll be at the office soon enough. We've got to get ahead of this. This doesn't look good for my re-election. I swear, if this is some elaborate stunt and somebody's messing with me... You know how important this is to me. I've got to make sure... No, I'm not trying to make this all about me. This is a crisis, and people need to know that the mayor they elected has a clear head and isn't being dragged down to the level of whatever the hell this is. Yes, I'm well aware it's got people in a panic. We need them to panic less. That's what I'm paying you for. We finally got this town settled down after that unfortunate business last year. I don't want another uproar. Especially not one that hits as close to home as last. Hold on. I gotta see what the dog's worked up about. Probably just, hold on. Joe? I need to call you back. Found another body. Yeah, another empty body. Floating in my goddamn pool. No, I don't. Franklin, shut up! Look, Joe, I can't get this dog to calm down. So could you please send somebody? I don't see why you dragged me down here to the morgue. I've seen this body. By now, everybody in town has seen them. Multiples of them. In the high school locker room, at the drive-in movies.
I'm not trying to cause a public panic, but one of them was found with her
with its arm jammed down the throat of Darren Bradford.
Darren... Mick Bradford's boy?
From the football team, yeah. His mother confirmed it an hour ago. Bob, I'm testing a theory. And I think you know what it is. I need you to identify this body.
This stretched out empty husk? How am I supposed to recognize anyone from that?
Bob, I think it's time to face facts. These bodies are all identical to your daughter Ruthie.
What? Blonde hair, blue eyes, freckles? You really think that narrows it down to her?
Bill, it's more than that. You're talking to a coroner. I've seen it just about every way a human body can be messed up. And the faces and bodies are stretched out, but even past that, you can't deny the resemblance.
I can, because it's absurd. All those bodies around town, how can they all be the same person, let alone...
I don't know how it's possible they're all her, but...
Carl, from one friend to another, just take the night off. The week, if you have to.
While the bodies continue to pile up? While we're losing so many...
You've been under a lot of stress. Even you have to admit that, don't you? What you need is a rest, so we can put all this unfortunate business behind us.
Here you go again, trying to bury me.
What? That voice. Ruthie? Is that you?
I never left. I was just silent. That's what you wanted, wasn't it?
Where are you?
Bob, the husk. The lips are moving.
What are you talking about?
It's me, Daddy.
How are you talking? And crawling. You're...
Empty inside? Of course. As long as I had the perfect hair, perfect skin, as long as I was quiet, as long as I was a perfect image of a daughter, nice and hollow.
Bob, I recommend we get the hell out of here. Figure out what's going on later.
And you, always giving advice. You were just as guilty of covering everything up. Just as guilty of everything that happened to me. In the woods. In the locker room. At the drive-in movies. At my own house. All those places you found my bodies. Did you think that was by accident?
Okay, that's it. You're on your own, Bob. I've gotta go. Oh God, it's on me! She's on me!
What? Why are you doing this?
That same question my entire life. No one answered. No one heard me. So many people hurt me. Now, doctor, open wide.
I never ignored you. I never took you into this.
You never wanted to admit it, but you knew what was happening to me. Gossip travels fast in this town. Everyone knew. But your public image, your golf buddies, your re-election, where you constantly made speeches about family.
That's enough! You're not my daughter! You're not my daughter!
I was always your daughter. Right up until I did something you didn't like. Right until I threatened your reputation. Right up until
I... Enough! That's enough.
No. It will never be enough.
Two of them. How'd they crawl in? How are you doing this?
I was silent in life. I will never be silent. Until you are.
Well, howdy, everybody. Today finds me at my rustic dairy farm, that legitimately belongs to me. Yeah, here I am doing chores amongst my treasured domestic animal friends in a symbiotic, beautiful, and totally friendly relationship. Our next tale is called One More Before Bedtime, and it poses a question. Say, if you had a cow whose milk was so good that it sold for $1,000 a gallon, wouldn't you milk that cow? I mean, milk it all the time? Day in, day out? I mean, I totally would. I would milk the... I would milk and milk until I could afford a milking machine so I could milk as long as I had electricity. Right, old Bessie? Yeah, she knows I could. Right, old Bessie?
You want me to what?
You know the fans are gonna want you back. The reason Morgan is iconic is because of your performance.
The reason Morgan is iconic is because you guys wouldn't stop cranking those things out.
We wouldn't have cranked them out if the fans didn't go nuts over Morgan. And that's due to your pizzazz. Timo may have come up with this killer character.
I see what you did there.
But you breathed life into her. Made her compelling. You're the one who gave those kids in the 80s nightmares.
I gave kids something other than nightmares. You ever surf DeviantArt?
Gina. Babe. You're a gorgeous woman. Even today, you were bound to give boys...
And that's another thing. The last film came out 28 years ago. I'm too old to be playing some sort of evil fairy tale queen.
But legacy sequels are in. Look at how successful Final Cut 5 was last year.
I'm sorry, Richard, but I have to say no. Timur was a philosopher.
Made for even better press releases. The Thinking Man's Master of Horror.
Yeah, and he had something to say with that movie. I didn't feel comfortable doing all those sequels.
You loved making those sequels.
I loved making the money those sequels made me. And now I have enough that I can leave that character behind.
Trust me, Gina. Once we get the right script, get Berta on board to direct...
It's a no, Richard.
This is gonna make so much money. But we have to strike fast to capitalize on Timor's death.
No, Richard.
Your loss. Berta, thanks for seeing me.
No worries, Richard. But I'm afraid this meeting is going to be brief.
What do you mean? Did you read some of the treatments? I'm sure you can find one that'll get your motor running.
I skimmed through one or two. One, I appreciate that you thought of me.
How could I not? You were Timor's assistant. He picked you to direct the last one.
And he told me before he died that he regretted giving me his blessing. I'll be relocating to London for the next 6 months, starting the end of the month. Season 5 is starting, and they'd like me to direct a number of episodes. I know you want to act quickly.
Don't worry about that, Berta, honey. The parent company's got some co-production relationships with some English studios. Once they learn how profitable this is going to be, I can easily cut a deal so you can make the films on your weeks off. Some noisy birds you got around here.
My grandmother used to call them Abu Zahir. The father of omens.
We should work that into the script.
I promised Timur I wouldn't do any more with Morgan.
But he doesn't have a say in this. He certainly doesn't now.
That's uncalled for.
You know he sold us the rights.
You wouldn't let him make the film otherwise.
I don't see what that has got to do with it.
You wouldn't. Get out, Richard.
But Berta...
Get out.
You ungrateful...
There's the door.
You're gonna be sorry once this film hits big. You're gonna wish you hadn't burned this bridge.
I know, my friend.
You have walked a long time in these woods.
What do you think?
But you do not know how deep my doubt is.
I'm horrified.
I know! I worried that Gina would be too hard to replace, but this actress...
I'm not horrified in that way.
What's wrong?
My husband considered you his friend.
We were!
Even when things were strained during his last years, he still thought of you fondly. He was always grateful for you taking a chance on him before you met him.
And I'm grateful for what the Scary Tale franchise did for this studio.
But he hated what you did to his film.
What do you mean?
Timor wanted to say something about how stories alter depending upon the person being told them. And he said it. But you saw money and kept grinding out pictures. He thought you finally tired of all this, but the moment I put my husband in the ground...
I made him a household name. I made the both of you rich!
You made yourself rich. And whenever your bank account dipped, you took advantage of him.
What is it with you broads?
Excuse me?
Gina and your husband made something magical.
Which is why you're replacing her with some big-boobed Ukrainian model.
I offered her the part.
And she refused. Because she was tired of being defined by this. Because she respected Timor's wishes to let it lie.
Why?
Because it's a story, Richard. Stories end. Morgan's story ended.
Loads of fans disagree with you, Evelyn. They want more of Morgan's story. They're demanding it.
Then they can make their own. That's what fan fiction is for, isn't it? Fan films? Hell, let them have parties where they make up their own scary tale sequels. Give the best story a prize.
There's money on the table here, Evelyn. Why can't you get on board?
A lot of people you've been talking to have come to me for advice. I've been telling them what I'll tell you. Timor never wanted Morgan's story to go beyond that first film. If you ever respected him, you leave the property alone.
It's my property. Your husband sold it to me. I own it.
Goodbye, Richard.
Bitch. Zach, are you playing games? I'm going to need you to run those tests for me again. Zach? Zach?
You own me?
Huh?
You claimed to own my story?
Huh? This is some neat effect, Zach. It looks like she's walking off the screen. Did you put Stan up to this? Some sort of 3D hologram thingy?
No one owns stories. We only lend them to others for a while. And when they're done, they end. So new stories can take place.
Something stabbed me.
Not stabbed. Pecked.
You're...
As real as your imagination.
I'm bleeding. This isn't happening.
The life was correct. Stories need an ending. The players will finally have my rest.
You're so beautiful.
Endings make things beautiful. Endings make things full of energy and lively.
But fans want more.
Endings are what makes stories last. From generation to generation. Your story is at an end. and they all lived happily ever after.
Hello, movie fans. Have you ever watched the latest installment of your favorite slasher franchise? And you think to yourself, self, didn't this guy die in part 5 and this is part 6? What happened there in the downtime? I mean, how can this keep happening? Well, our final entry will flesh this out a little bit. But we have to join the film already in progress. In fact, it's almost at the end. Or is it? We bring you the tastefully titled Fuckface Goes to Hell.
Come on out, fuckface. You may have offed all of my friends, but you ain't finishing me. You ain't finishing me. Does it hurt? Caught your knife arm, didn't I? I told you, you ugly son of a bitch. You ain't finishing me. You ain't finishing me. You ain't finishing me. You ain't finishing me. You ain't.
Please advance to the intake desk to receive your case file and appointment number. Silence all cell phones.
Welcome to hell, Mr. Van Luten. I've got your case file. Right. Here. Take it. You'll need it. You need the case file so your caseworker can refer to it during your assignment interview. The case file is the responsibility of the damned. If a case file is lost or the damned refuses to take custody, he, she, they, or it will be obligated to take a new number and return to intake for a new copy of the case file.
Hello, I think there's been a mistake here. I was fighting to preserve Christian values.
You're holding up the line, Mr. Van Luten. Please take your case file. There's your number. Please have a seat in the waiting room to your right, and your caseworker will be right with you.
I'm only drawing attention to the problem. If some mentally ill individual chooses to misconstrue my calls to action as a call to shoot up his...
Do you mind? I am changing my skin.
Welcome to the waiting room. Your case will be assessed in the order in which you arrived. No spitting. please refrain from rough language as there may be children present.
Kill people? But I saved more babies who were going to be.
Hi. What are you in for?
Welcome to the waiting room. Your case will be assessed in the order in which you arrived. Cannibalism is not encouraged while waiting for your appointment. Please respect the rights of others and do not eat them.
I don't know why I'm here. I spent my life trying to help people. I helped thousands, millions, billions to reach their high-energy emotional potential. Yeah, each of those people paid a lot for my advice, but I'm sure it was worth it. And being an internationally known lifestyle coach is expensive. It costs money for all that travel. The private jet, the special compound in Malaysia. That's on them, isn't it? If they don't work hard enough, it's not my fault.
Hey, what number are you?
You know, I'm detecting a lot of negative feminine energy coming off you. I'm willing to bet that you were a real mama's boy. If you listen to me, I can bring you out from under mommy's skirts and... Just what I thought.
1,237,053... You're gonna be here for a while.
You loved your mother so much, you absorbed way too much feminine energy. I'm betting she was a single mother, huh? Am I right? I don't even have to hear you say it. It's a good thing you chose to sit down next to me. Because I can help you regain your masculine energy. It'll take time. And money. Lots of money. Will you stop that? I'm trying to turn you into the ultimate being your mother. You're going to have to work on this hostility if you want to be your best self.
Pardon me, ma'am. The damned are not allowed use of personal weapons until they've been placed in their permanent position. Please surrender the machete.
Now serving number 5.
Oh, I'm up.
Those are the rules. The damned are only allowed to use sporks from Park and Eat. Please surrender your weapon. Here is your spork. Sorry, it got a bit splintery in our interactions.
A little help here?
Staff is prohibited from reassembling the damned in the event of dismemberment. Sorry, ma'am.
Come on, then. Pick my head up. Now, put it back. You took it off. It's your responsibility, as a man, to put it back. I can't help you bifurcated like this. Wait, where are you going? Are you even listening to me? You can't master your inner trauma without listening.
Can I help you, sir?
Could you tell this lug to put my head back on my shoulders?
Certainly, sir. If you go to the back of the room, go right through the door, make a right, then a right, then a left, you'll find it straight ahead, sir. Certainly, sir. Always here to help, sir.
Where are we going?
So I misrepresented the value of these stocks. It's not like I was...
Hey! Our seats are back there!
I wouldn't go in there if I were you. Unless you brought matches.
Ooh. Hey! You know who I am, right? I see what you're doing here. Sometimes your best work on yourself can be
be done in private. Odo, why you chose here? Died in here? Hey! What do you think you're doing? Are you stupid? Hey! What do you think you're doing? Are you stupid? Even an idiot would see a human head can't be flushed down. You've been using.
Sir, there's this headless corpse next to you waving its arms. I think it wants to tell you something.
Now serving.
Oh, I hope it's me.
1,237,050.
Oh, I bet it's you.
4.
What can I tell you? You spent too much time in the shitter. You gotta go get another number.
Ow, that's my glass eye!
Great Avatar of Abaddon, whose blade and face that is fucked brings about the final days. See? We have brought you the one who sent you to hell so you may slake your thirst for mutilation and continue your mission of get up off your knees. It's embarrassing for a butcher from hell. Oh, for heck's sake, man up.
I better be going.
Been listening to Akadakagonagon Theater Works 2023 Echoes of Horror triple feature omnibus, produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound design and music by Chris Honeywell. Nice and Hollow was written by David Ellis. Chris Tyler was Teen 1. Tori Wright was Teen 2. Casey Budnott was Ruthie. Eugene R. Hendricks was Mayor Page. Chris Honeywell was Coroner. One More Before Bedtime was written by Thomas DJ. Desmond Reddick was Richard. Nicole Tomte was Gina. Zena was Morgan. Claire Void was Berta. Casey Budnott was Evelyn. Fuckface Goes to Hell was written by Thomas DJ. Chris Tyler was Fuckface. Tori Wright was 80s Teen. Vanessa Van Zare was Hell's Loudspeaker. Casey Budnott was Hell's Intake Desk. Sarah Palmero was Guru. Luke Giaconetti was Indignant Demon. David Ellis was Jeffrey and Jimmy. Lex Zorn was Bored Demon. Desmond Reddick was Toilet Demon. Tim Price was Bomber. Dan Machuca was Telemarketer. Zena was Bashful Demon. And Nicole Tomte was Cult Leader. Please contact us at 8twinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation in the 8TW Discord. You can find the invite at 8tw.blogspot.com. Tune in later this year for the next season of Echoes of Horror, Akadeka Ganagon Theater Works' celebration of everything macabre, creepy, and just plain unsettling. Thank you for listening, and good night.